Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, after Vedam Tutor, it is time for the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Vishu. The time in the studios now is 6:47, and today being Thursday, you would have heard the beautiful voice of Bhagwan on our live streaming, live from the Sai Kulwant Hall, Prashant Nilayam. I just remember some time ago we aired on Radio Sai a conversation with Brother Gautam Dutt, who was a student and a faculty member in Bhagwan's college for nearly 2 decades. And when I think about his journey to Swami, as a youngster, he was never interested in anything to do with religion or spirituality. And the way his journey started is, one day his mother asked him, "Will you do something for me?" He could not tell no. He said, "Can you please come for bhajans?" And that made all the difference. He sat for that bhajan session in Udhampur in North India. And the peace that he experienced in that bhajan session is something that he longed for again and again. And finally, was so enraptured by Bhagwan's love that he continued to stay on for nearly 20 years in Prashantinilayam. Bhajans have been that powerful tool of Bhagwan in pulling our hearts, in soothing our minds, and freeing our souls. There is so much power in this medium, and to help us unlock this power is this small attempt in Radio Sai, through the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. So let us move on. Let us pray and let us begin another beautiful musical journey.
Let us offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us and shape us into beautiful instruments in your hand, instruments of your love and your message. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan adoring our Bhagwan as the supreme preceptor, as the Sadguru. The first line goes like this.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
So this is what we will learn now, and like always we begin with the lyrics and then move on to the raga, the tala and the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let's get started.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda, Mandara, Giridhara, Shirdi, Purishwara, Jaya, Partishwara, Sai, Shiva, Sundara, Rupa, Shri, Sai, Deva, Vaidehi, Mohana, Narayana.
Now that you know the lyrics, let's move on to learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now demonstrate to us its tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Guru Gurudeva, Guru Govinda.
Gurudeva, Guru Govinda.
Mandar Giridhar Shirdi Purishwara.
Mandar Giridhar Shirdi Purishwara.
Mandar Giridhar Shirdi Purishwara.
Mandar Giridhar Shirdi Purishwara.
Jayapatishwar Sai Shiva.
Jayapatishwar Sai Shiva.
Jayapatishwar Sai Shiva.
Jayapatishwar Sai Shiva.
Gurudeva, Guru Govinda.
Gurudeva, Guru Govinda.
Sundara Rupa Shri Sai Deva.
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 Vaidehi Mohan Narayana.
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 Gurudeva, Guru Govinda.
So that is how this bhajan flows. It's a unique melody, and I'm sure there is a beautiful raga behind this. And let us explore more. Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the composition of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a very vibrant bhajan based on the rag Shankara. This raga is little rare raga where, you know, you have very few compositions, very few bhajans like
Bhola Shankara Bhola Shaileshwara Haraveshwam Bharadhara Hara Bhola Shankara Bhola Gurudeva Guru Govinda.
So you can make out the similarity. So in this raga you have notes
Saga Shuddga Pani
Nis Shuddni
Dasa
Dha is also Shudd.
Saga Pani Dasa Ni Pa Ga Pari Gare Sa.
I guess these are the notes of this raga, as I have not learned this raga much, and I'm sure this raga is there in the YouTube, a beautiful rendition by Pandit Bhimsen Joshi and Ustad Rashid Khan. So I suggest listeners to go to YouTube and listen to this wide exploration of Shankara. It's beautiful. As far as the raga is concerned, as I told you, it's very vibrant and it is very similar to one more raga, which is very common. You have many bhajans in this raga called Hamsadvani. In Hamsadvani, you have
Sarigapanisa Sanipagarisa.
Whereas in Shankara, you have
Sagapanirasa Sanipagaparigarisa.
The feel it resembles, but the way the phrases are there in each of the raga is unique in its own way.
Yeah, definitely, as you mentioned, that this raga is very vibrant and it's similar to Hamsadvani. What comes to mind also, many bhajans which are in Hamsadvani and which are very vibrant.
Yeah, it's an energetic start. Like,
Pahi Gajanana Dinavana Sinduravadana Shritajana Palana.
This in Hamsadvani.
Yeah.
Yet another version is
Vinayaka Vinayaka Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have many bhajans in this raga. So yes, let's come back to Shankara. And if you can tell us the swaras, probably we'll appreciate more the composition and the different nuances of this raga Shankara.
Yeah. We'll go to the first line.
Yeah.
Guru Deva Guru Govinda Gapani Sanidapa Gari Gapari Sa
Gapani Sanidapa Gari Gapari Sa.
The second line has a small deviation which includes the Tivra Madhyamam.
Okay.
Yeah. And it adds its own beauty to it. Let's see the second line.
Mandara Giridhara Shirdi Purishwara Sapaga pa 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 Nidani sani ma pa
Sapaga pa 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 Nidani sani ma pa
Jaya Parthishwara Sai Shiva Pani Sagari Sani Papa Pagaga Parigarisa
Pani Sagari Sani Papa Pagaga Parigarisa
Sundara Rupa Shri Sai Deva Pagapasasa Nigapani Sanidapa
Pagapasasa Nigapani Sanidapa
Vaidehi Mohana Narayana Nidani Sanidapa Panidani Sanidapa
Nidani Sanidapa Panidani Sanidapa
Vaidehi Mohana Narayana Pani Sagari Sani Papa Pagaga Parigarisa
Pani Sagare Sani Papa Pagaga Parigarisa.
So I think all those of us who are keen musicians and love to play this in their musical instruments would have loved to listen to the swaras.
Yeah. In fact, as I was singing the swaras, I was reminded of yet another vibrant bhajan in Shankara. Which is
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga Jagato Dharini Ma Sasaga Panini.
Yes.
So the starting phrase itself is So beautiful.
Yes. And literally also it means wake up, arise, awake.
Yeah, it's like a step by step.
Sounds
beautiful in musical instruments.
Absolutely. You can imagine the amazing form of the mother.
Yeah.
Especially this bhajan. I'm always taken to Calcutta whenever I sing this bhajan. Exactly. Wonderful.
Beautiful bhajan. Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, let's move on. So, we'll do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Mandara Giridhara, Shirdi Purishwara.
Mandara Giridhara, Shirdi Purishwara.
Jaya Parteshwara, Sai Shiva.
Jaya Parteshwara, Sai Shiva.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you,
Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So with the raga and tala aspects of the bhajan over, let's move on to the aspect of bhava. Let's try to understand what every word of this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Guru Deva comes from Guru and Deva. Guru is preceptor. Deva means God. Who is a true Guru? Let us listen to Bhagwan.
Kova Guru Yohi Hitopadecha Anaga Hitamuna Bodhinchi మానవుని యొక్క మత తత్వమును అభివృద్ధిపరచి మతిని వికసింపజేసి శాస్త్ర సమ్మతమైనటువంటి యొక్క కర్మలను ఆచరింపజేసి హృదయ స్థానమునందున్నటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మజ్యోతిని వెలిగింపడానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క ఉపదేశముగా అందించేటువంటి వాని గురువు అని చెప్పవచ్చు.
వన్ హూ టీచెస్ యూ వాట్ ఈస్ రైట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్, one who promotes man's religion in one's own mind, one who makes one's mind steady, and one who teaches you the sacred karmas that are contained in our shastras and thus lights up the jyoti of the atma in your heart, he can be styled the proper guru.
Aite ee guru ee rendu padamulu yendu acharamulu yendu unnatundi antaratthani kudanu manam kontha vicharinchali. గుకారమనగా అంధకారమని రుకారమనగా తన నివారణాన్ని కూడాను ఇందుకు ఒక అర్థం.
వీ మస్ట్ ఆల్సో ట్రై అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ లెటర్స్ గు అండ్ రు దట్ ఆర్ కంటెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్. గు ఈస్ డార్క్నెస్ ఆర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, రు ఈస్ ది రిమూవల్ దేర్ ఆఫ్.
అనగా అజ్ఞానమనేటువంటి కమ్ముకున్నటువంటి చీకటిని ప్రజ్ఞానమనేటువంటి యొక్క జ్యోతితో దూరము గావించవచ్చు అనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశముతో మన యందు ఆవరించినటువంటి యొక్క అజ్ఞానమును దూరము చేసి ప్రజ్ఞాన తత్వమును అందించి తన జ్యోతిర్మయమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వములో నీలమునరింప చేయటానికి తగినటువంటి ప్రయత్నము గురువు చేయటం.
దిస్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఇన్ ది డార్క్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ అవర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ by showing the light of our wisdom we will be able to remove and get away from us this darkness of ignorance, thereby removing this ignorance and show us the effulgent light of the divine atma that is present in us, that is the function of this guru.
Aite ikku cheyivar evaru aneetvanti danni manam tirigi manam vicharana salipinappudu gukaro gunatitaha rukaro roopavajjitaha ani గుణాతీతుడు రూపవర్జితుడైనటువంటి వాడే ఇట్టి ప్రయత్నములకు పూనుకోవటానికి అర్హుడని కూడాను ఇందులో నిర్ణయించబడింది.
we again ask a question, who is it that can do this and achieve this? We get the answer in respect of Gu, the Gunatita, one who is above all attributes. In respect of Ru, we get Rupa Varjita, one who has no form and given up all forms. That's what is contained in this word Guru.
Gunatitudu, Rupa Varjitudu, Vakka Daivamu Tappa, Anyulu Indulo Kanipincharu.
One who has no attributes and one who has no forms is only God. No one else will satisfy these two requirements.
Aithe ippudu lokamulopala guru aneetvanti padamto chelayinchetvanti varanta kudanu ettivaru ani manam adagavachunu kaani veerandaru kudanu edo sanmarga sambandhamainatvanti vishayamulu telapavachunu leka konni rakamulainatvanti sadbodhanalu salapavachunu anta maatrame kaani itti ajnanamunu dooramu chesi దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క దైవత్వంలోకి చేర్చేటువంటి ప్రయత్నము ఒక్క దైవత్వమునకు మాత్రమే అర్హత కాని ఈ అన్యులకు అర్హత కానేరదు.
బట్ వి మే ఎంక్వైర్ హూ ఆర్ ది కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ కాల్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ గురుస్ ఇన్ ది ప్రెసెంట్ డే వరల్డ్. What kind of people are they and what do? It is possible in many cases that they will show you the good paths, the good ways of living. They will probably also give you some good teachings and good ideas. But there is not the possibility of these people leading you from darkness and ignorance to light and wisdom. It's only the divine, only the God that can do such things.
Itti loka guruvulanu rendu bhagamulaga vibhajinchabadindi. ఒకటి బోధ గురువు అని రెండవది బాధ గురువు అని.
సచ్ టీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రెసెంట్ డే వరల్డ్ మే బి డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు టూ కైండ్స్, వన్ హూ టీచర్స్ అండ్ వన్ హూ కాజెస్ పెయిన్.
అనగా తనను ఆశ్రయించినటువంటి వారిని అనేక రకములుగా ఇక్కట్లు పెట్టి తన యొక్క ఆస్తిపాస్తులను లాగుకొని తదుపరి అతన్ని ఉభయభ్రష్టునిగా ఉప్పర సన్యాసిగా మార్చేటువంటి గురువులు కొంతమంది.
దట్ మీన్స్ one who has come in order to get some learning at the feet of the guru gives him such trouble. He takes away his wealth and property and he causes him so many difficulties. This is one kind of gurus.
Itti guruvulu inka guruvu aneetvanti daniki maroka artham kuda untundali. Guru anega bharamu ani.
There is also one other meaning for the word guru. Guru means weight, heaviness.
ఇట్టి గురువును లోకానికి భారమైనటువంటి గురువులని కూడా చెప్పవచ్చును.
సచ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ వెరీ హెవీ అన్బేరబుల్ బర్డెన్ ఆన్ ది వరల్డ్.
ఇంకా రెండవ గురువులు ఏదో కొంతవారకు తెలిసినటువంటి యొక్క జ్ఞానమును తన యొక్క ఆశ్రయించినటువంటి యొక్క శిష్యులకు బోధించి తద్వారా తన జీవితము తన ద్వారా శిష్యుని యొక్క జీవితము ఉభయలు కూడాను కొంత అభివృద్ధి పరుచుకునేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రయత్నానికి పూనుకోవటం రెండవ గురువుల యొక్క లక్షణం.
The other kind, the second kind of gurus are such that to some extent, whatever they know, to the extent to which they can teach, they do teach to the disciple. Thereby, their own lives become sacred and they help the disciple also to move on and progress to some extent.
Itti avasthalanu puraskarinchukoniye Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha annaru.
It is only in this context that it has been said, Guru is Brahma himself, Guru is Vishnu himself, Guru is Sakshat Parabrahma. This is the meaning of this particular sentence in respect of Guru.
Aithe, ee Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha anetvanti daniki, ee naati guruvulu tama tamaku sambandhinchinatvanti arthamulu taamu cheppukuntu, నీ గురువే బ్రహ్మ, నీ గురువే విష్ణువు, నీ గురువే మహేశ్వరుడు, నీ గురువే సాక్షాత్ పరబ్రహ్మ అని ఈ శిష్యులకు ప్రబోధించి తమ యొక్క స్థానమును తాము ఆక్రమించుకోవటం కూడా జరుగుతూ ఉంటుండాలి.
However, today the teachers use and interpret these statements to their own advantage. They tell the disciples that your teacher himself is Brahma. Your teacher is Vishnu. Your teacher is Maheshwara. In fact, your teacher is Sakshat Parabrahma. This is how they tell the student and enhance their own position in the eyes of the disciples.
Pratiphalamunu aashinchi prabodhinchetvanti yokka vyakti teacher kavachchu. కానీ ప్రతిఫల ఆపేక్ష లేక తన యొక్క స్వస్థానమైనటువంటి హృదయ స్థానమును వికసింపజేసుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నంలో సద్గురుడనేటువంటి వాడు దైవస్వరూపకంగానే ఉంటుండి తమలో ప్రవేశించి తమ యొక్క హృదయమును వికసింపజేసేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రబోధలు స్వప్నమునందు కాని ప్రత్యక్షమునందు కాని ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క మార్గమునందు కాని ప్రబోధించడానికి పూనుకుంటుంటాడు. మన యొక్క కాలకర్మ కారణ కర్తవ్యాలు చేరి వచ్చినప్పుడు సద్గురుడే మనల్ని వెతుక్కొని కూడాను రావటానికి కూడాను పూనుకుంటాడు. పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజు అట్టి సుసమయమును ప్రాప్తించిన తక్షణమే శుకుల వారు ఆ ప్రదేశమునకు చేరి ఈ యొక్క పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజునకు ప్రబోధించి తక్షణమే 7 దినముల యందు తన యొక్క మోక్ష ప్రాప్తికి అర్హుడిగా గావించాడు.
One who expects to get paid in return to his efforts as a teacher, that is quite understandable and he will be called a teacher. But this is different from what we understand by the word Sadguru. A Sadguru is one who does not expect any return for his efforts. He is usually in your own heart. He may teach you what he wants to teach you about the divine, either in your dream state or when you are awake and by himself appearing to you or by any other method. But what one has to recognize is that he will come to you depending upon the time, depending upon your deserving it and the situation. We may take the example of King Parikshit. When King Parikshit prayed, he had a Sadguru in Sukha Rishi. At once he came and he gave him the divine message.
Indulo Guru Brahma ani mottamodati yokka padam.
In this, the first thing is Guru Brahma.
బ్రహ్మ చేసేటువంటి పనులు ఏమిటి? పూర్వ జన్మాంతర సంస్కారములు పురస్కరించుకుని ఆయా అర్హతను ఆయా కర్మఫలమును ఆయా భావచిత్తమును పురస్కరించుకుని ఆయా జన్మలయందు అతన్ని ప్రవేశింపచేసి తద్వారా తిరిగి ముందు జన్మకు తగినటువంటి యొక్క రక్షణను కూడాను చూచుకుంటూ రావటము, ఇది బ్రహ్మ యొక్క కర్తవ్యం.
What does Brahma do? Brahma considers what kind of previous births has an individual had. What were his desires and how did he fulfill them? What is the kind of karma or work he did? In accordance with these things, he will determine in what kind of birth one should be born. He will also take into consideration through that particular birth and work that he is doing, what kind of birth he should get in future. This is Brahma's work.
Adevidamugane. మన యొక్క సంస్కారమును మన యొక్క ప్రవర్తనను మన యొక్క అర్హతను పురస్కరించుకుని మన యొక్క అభీష్టమును కూడాను పురస్కరించుకుని ఏ నామము ఏ విధముగా వీడు ఆచరించినప్పుడు ఎట్టి సాధనలు సలిపినప్పుడు వీడు ధన్యుడు కాగలడు అనేటువంటి యొక్క విచారణ సలిపి అట్టి నామమును అట్టి కాలమును అట్టి నియమమును అందించేటువంటి వాడు ఇది గురు బ్రహ్మ అని కూడాను చెప్పడంలో ఏ ఇలాంటి తప్పు ఉండదు.
ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మేనర్ One who considers your desires, the nature of your life, and the kind of family in which you are, and then determine what kind of name, what particular name of the Lord, what customs and what methods of prayer will suit you and will do good to you. One who determines such things and teaches you, he may also be called Guru Brahma.
Inka Guru Vishnu anaga. విష్ణు చేసేటువంటి పని ఏమిటి? బ్రహ్మ అనేటువంటి వాడు కేవలం సృష్టించినంత మాత్రమున అది అభివృద్ధి కానేరదు. మనం ఈనాడు ఒక మన భూమిలో ఒక మొక్క పెట్టినంత మాత్రమున అది వృక్షంగా అభివృద్ధి కానేరదు. అట్టి పెట్టినటువంటి ఒక మొక్కకు పాదులు కట్టి నీరు పెట్టి ఎరువును వేసి దానికి రక్షణ కట్టి అనేక రకములుగా దానిని అభివృద్ధి కార్యక్రమం లోపల కూడాను పాల్గొన్నప్పుడే అది ఒక వృక్షంగా తయారవుతుంది.
Simply because Brahma has created something that cannot grow and that cannot prosper. Take a plant. If we just put the plant in the earth, that's not going to grow of its own accord. We shall have to look after it. We shall have to put a fence around it. We shall have to water it when it is needed. In this way, we will have to help it to grow. Only then it will become a big tree.
Adhe vidhamgane guruvulu edo oka naamam ichi oka neemamunu cheppi దానిని అనుసరిస్తూ ఉండమని చెప్పినంత మాత్రమున అది ప్రయోజనం ఉండదు. తాను తిరిగి విష్ణు స్థానములో చేరి దానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క పోషణాశక్తిని అభివృద్ధి యొక్క కార్యక్రమములు కూడాను తాను చూసుకోవటం లోపల కూడాను తగినటువంటి లక్ష్యాన్ని పెట్టినప్పుడే అతను గురు విష్ణువు అని చెప్పడానికి కూడాను ఒక ఆధారం ఉంటుంటాది.
In the same manner, if the Guru simply suggests to you a name of the Lord and tells you the manner in which you have to carry on your meditation, that is not enough. But Guru must take again the place of Vishnu, and he must give you all the support. He must enable you to utter the name of the Lord and go through all the processes and gain the necessary strength. Then the Guru will take the form of Vishnu.
Inka Gurudevo Maheshwaraha Maheshwarudu chesetuvanti pani emtinte layam unarinchatamu ani indulo manaku artham.
The next one is Gurudevo Maheshwaraha. What is the work of Maheshwara? In this we have to understand that the work of Maheshwara is to simply make it laya or make one with infinity.
Layamanaga anekamandi aneka rakamulainatunte arthamulu kuda nu cheppatam kaddu.
This word laya is being explained by several people in many different ways.
Nasanam anarinchatamani kani konni rakamulaga deeni dhwamsam cheyatamani kani pralayamulo roopanamamulu lekunde cheyatamani kani anekamandi cheppatam kaddu.
Many people explain it either by saying this signifies complete destruction. Some say this signifies the disappearance of the object in question. Some say that it will go without the name or the form being left behind.
Kani layamunaku idi sariyinatunte arthamu kaadu.
These are not the correct meanings for this word laya.
Layamanaga leenamu ani. Leete gammite ithi lingaha annaru. Anaga ye swasthanam nunchi bayaladeri vachindo atti tirigi swasthanamunaku chercheetuvanti yokka prayatname ee yokka maheshwaruni yokka kartavyam.
Laya here should be interpreted as to mean merging, and from where this thing has come, that it goes back and merges into the original source from which it has come. This is the meaning of laya, and this is the meaning of work of Maheshwara.
అనగా స్వస్థానమును చేర్చేటువంటి ప్రయత్నము మహేశ్వరునికి ఎట్ల కర్తవ్య కర్మగా ఉంటున్నదో అదే విధముగానే మానవుడైనటువంటి యొక్క తన యొక్క శిష్యునకు ఈ గురువు ఆత్మభావమును అనుసరించి తిరిగి ఆత్మస్థానమును అనుసరించి తిరిగి ఆత్మ లక్ష్యములో చేర్చేటువంటి ప్రయత్నానికి పూనుకున్నప్పుడు ఈ ప్రకృతి యొక్క సంబంధమైన గురువు కూడాను మహేశ్వరునితో సమానమైనటువంటి యొక్క అర్థం కూడాను మనం చెప్పవచ్చు.
Just as it is the function of Maheshwara to merge whatever it comes from the original source back into the source, so also if this guru about whom we are talking in this world, if he can make man go back to realize the Atma Tattva as his source and merge again into the original source of Atma Tattva, we can regard the worldly guru also as taking the place of Maheshwara.
Anaga ichina namamunu అభివృద్ధి పరిచేటువంటి యొక్క రక్షణ కూడా కల్పించి ఆ అభివృద్ధి సంబంధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దీనిలో తన యొక్క ఆనందమనేటువంటి ఫలములను కూడాను పండించి అట్టి ఫలములను వారికి ఆరగింపచేసి ఆ యొక్క బీజము నుంచి బయలుదేరినటువంటి యొక్క అమృతత్వమైనటువంటి సారమును వారి హృదయంలో చేర్చేయడానికి తగినటువంటి ప్రయత్నము చేయటమే ఈ గురు బ్రహ్మ, గురు విష్ణు, గురుదేవు అని ఈ ముగ్గురు విడివిడి కానేరదు. ఈ ఒక్కొక్క కర్మనందు, ఒక్కొక్క స్థానమునందు, ఒక్కొక్క క్రియ ఆచరించడం చేత ఒక్కొక్క పేరుతో వారు పిలువబడుతూ వచ్చారు.
Thus, the whole process which consists of giving you a name, using that name of the Lord for your own growth and prosperity, thereafter let fruits of bliss grow on the tree of your life, enable you to enjoy those fruits of bliss, and from the seeds that grow out of the fruits of bliss, get you to merge into immortality, which is your original source. These are the various aspects in which these three, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, should function as gurus. These are not three separate people, separate gurus. They are only three names to one and only one guru who functions in these three different aspects at three different times.
Wasn't that such a beautiful explanation of who is a true guru and what are the roles that a guru has to play in real life? This was from a divine discourse delivered during summer course 1973. Moving on, Govinda, a name for Lord Krishna, means the one who subdues our animal tendencies. Govinda also means the one who protects us and who finally liberates us. So in this line we bow down to the eternal Lord who is the supreme preceptor for all ages and for all people. We move on to the second line.
మందర గిరిధర శిరిడి పురీశ్వర
Mandara Giridhara refers to the one who held aloft the Mandara mountain. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, there is an episode where the gods and the demons get into a fight to decide who would get the nectar which would make them immortal. And for this, they decide to churn the ocean of milk. Mount Mandara is used as the churning rod, and Vasuki, the king of serpents who abides on Lord Shiva's neck, becomes the churning rope. The demons demand to hold the head of the snake, while the gods take advice from Lord Vishnu and agree to hold its tail. As a result, the demons are actually poisoned by the fumes emitted by the serpent Vasuki. Despite this, the gods and the demons alternately pull back and forth on the snake's body, causing the mountain to rotate, which in turn churns the ocean of milk. However, once the mountain is placed on the ocean, it begins to sink, and it is at this juncture that Lord Vishnu, in the form of a turtle named Kurma, comes to their rescue and supports the mountain on his back. And among the various things that emerge from the ocean, one is halahala, the lethal poison. Lord Shiva drinks this up in an act of mercy to save the entire creation. And his consort, Mother Parvati, presses her hand on his throat, and as a result, the color of Lord Shiva's throat becomes blue. He becomes Neelakantha. Finally, Dhanvantri, the heavenly physician, emerges with a pot containing the heavenly nectar of immortality. And fierce fighting ensues now between the Devas and the Asuras for the nectar. And to protect the nectar from the demons, the divine eagle Garuda takes the pot and flies away. The Devas then appeal to Lord Vishnu, who then takes the form of a beautiful and enchanting damsel named Mohini and distracts the demons. Mohini takes the nectar and distributes it among the Devas, the angels who partake it as per divine command and will. That is why the phrase Mandara Giridhara is used to describe Lord Vishnu, because he in his incarnation as Kurma, the tortoise, held up the mountain Mandara. While this is the legendary story, what is the inner meaning of this? In a beautiful discourse that Swami delivered on January 13, 1965, Swami said, "This legend has great value for you because you too have to churn the ocean of your heart and win the nectar for yourself. The heart full of sattva-guna, qualities of purity and poise, is the ocean of milk. The steady contemplation of the divine is the Mandara mountain placed in it as the churning rod." Vasuki, the serpent that was wound around the churning rod as a rope, is the group of the senses, emitting poisonous fumes during the process of churning and nearly frightening the demons who held the head. The rope is held by the good and the bad impulses, and both struggle with the churning process, eager for the results which each has set its heart on. And then Bhagwan said, "The grace of God is the tortoise incarnation, for the Lord himself comes to the rescue once he knows that you are earnestly seeking the secret of immortality. He comes silently and unobserved as the tortoise did. He holds the manana or the reflection process unimpaired and serves as the steady base for all spiritual practice. Many things emerge from the mind when churned, but the wise wait patiently for the appearance of the guarantor of immortality and then seize upon it with avidity. That is the lesson of the legend." Swami said, "It is a summary of the Atmavidya, the science of the self." There is so much to ponder over this beautiful explanation that Swami has given of this legendary story. It only shows the extent to which the Lord goes to save us and make us immortal. He can take the trouble of lifting any mountain for our sake. Moving on, Shirdi Purishwara means the Lord of Shirdi. So in this line we call out to the Lord of Shirdi, who in his incarnation as Kurma supported the Mandara mountain. We move on to the third line.
Jayapateeshwara Sai Shiva.
Jaya means may victory be to Partishwara, Lord of Puttaparthi. Shiva is all auspicious, Sarva Mangalam, all graciousness. So in this line we proclaim victory to the Lord of Puttaparthi, who is verily Lord Shiva himself. We move on to the fourth line.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
This is a repeat of the first line, so we move on to the next line.
Sundara Rupa Shri Sai Deva.
Sundara means beautiful, Rupa is form. In one discourse in 1993, Swami said, man craves for beauty, but it is inner beauty, not external beauty, which lends eternal satisfaction. It is invisible beauty of the heart that everybody should endeavor to cultivate. And the way to cultivate is to inculcate the virtues of love, patience and compassion. Shri is often used as a mark of respect. So in this line we describe Lord Sai as the most beautiful one, radiant with unmatched virtues. We move on to the last line.
Vaidehi Mohan Narayana.
Vaidehi refers to Mother Sita. The name signifies that she has no body attachment. Mohana is one who enchants. Narayana is the one who pervades everywhere. So in this line we call out to the one who is all pervasive, who is the most enchanting one. And with that we are done with understanding the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. To a very small extent there is so much more, and it is when we listen to Bhagwan's discourses that we get greater understanding of every word associated with the divine. Let's now proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in Prashantinilayam.
Guru Deva, Guru Govinda.
Episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and their background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at Bhagwan's lotus feet.
So with that, we come to the end of the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And it's time now to move on to the next segment, Radio Sai Children's Hour. My colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over. After the Radio Sai Children's Hour, we will have a new episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today we will continue our beautiful discussion on Sai Pancharatna Kritis. But before that, we will spend some time on yoga and meditation. As explained by Bhagwan, as demonstrated by Bhagwan, and as personally initiated and guided by Bhagwan. So all this coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour.